Got a big game on Thursday night under the lights, division opponent. Charles Woodson's last game at home. Looking to put out a great performance, you know, in honor of him.
What has Charles Woodson meant to this game and meant to this team?
Well, for years and years, he's just been a tremendous player and person, ambassador for the whole sport of football. So competed against him a number of times, but I much prefer being on the same team with him.
You as a coordinator, was he one of the guys that when you looked at it and said, okay, we have to account for this guy, we got to
yeah.
know where he is?
Yeah, especially those years in Green Bay when he moved to safety and played the nickel, he would just cause untold problems for offenses.
We see Charles every pregame go run some routes with the receivers. Do you expect him to bug you over the next couple games to drop a player or two for him?
Well, I don't know that he will. That's been in discussions ever since we started this season, so we may have something up our sleeve, or you know, it might be the right time to do it.
After the first half against Denver, it seemed like offense has been a little bit more productive, aside from the interceptions, obviously, against Green Bay. What have you done differently, or is it just keep grinding?
Yeah, we just keep grinding. It's part of the process, whether it be the triumphs or the, you know, the bumps in the road. We've got to keep grinding, keep getting better, and look for improvement each and every week as we go through this first year.
Is there anything you can do to, or do you just let Derek play his game to kind of help him take care of the football a little bit better?
Well, we definitely make our coaching points. We put him through a number of drills. You know, experience is the best teacher, that's for sure. But I think it's, again, part of the process. It's not a fun part of the process, but you just got to keep working through it like he is. Really proud of him for battling back the other day and getting us the lead there in the second half.
Amari really downplayed reaching that 1,000-yard plateau. I know a lot of wideouts do it these days, but does it mean something to you, to the offense, to have a young player be this productive this early?
Well, it means a lot. It means that he's been there each and every day. He's been available, which is the number one thing of being durable, so you just got to be there each and every day, and he has, so we've been able to grow, you know, his role.
Do you like that after games where he may not be as successful, you can almost, you know, jot it down that he's going to have a bounce back game the following week? Do you like to see like that kind of a rebound? He's done that a couple times.
Yes, he's very competitive, ultra competitive, and along with Derek, you know, they're looking to have consistent performance, so when that doesn't happen, they're ready to make amends for it.
Take a look at San Diego at this point in the season. What do you see from them defensively, and what do you expect Thursday night?
Well, we'd expect their best effort. It'll be a tough, you know, intra-divisional clash. It was hot and contested down there in San Diego. There was some extracurricular activity. They're going to come in, play well. They've been holding people under 17 points a game the last month, so they're playing at a high level defensively.
Ran the ball pretty well the first half and not so much the second half. What did you see on film as far as the difference in the two halves?
Oh, we definitely felt good about the way we were running there at halftime. We had a couple runs in the second half. We weren't averaging, you know, the 4 and 5 yards a pop like we were in the first half. They made a couple adjustments, put a few more guys in there, which allowed us to hit those passes to Amari. Those could have been runs versus a different front. They turned out to be passes, so it's kind of the way the second half evolved.
Heading into this game, it's Charles' last game in Oakland. It's possibly the last game in Oakland ever. Do you feel like you have to coach the emotion out of these situations to have your players not get caught up in it? How do you deal with kind of the special circumstances going on around the game?
Well, I think the players will be able to handle it. I think it will be emotional, but it's just another game. We've really got to play well. We want to get that 7th win, and our focus will be on putting together our best performance of the year here in Week 15. Playing the best offensive football we can, and if we do that, we'll enjoy the scoreboard at the end of it.
How do you feel the offensive line, the right side, the adjustments that you made there, how do you feel that held up this past week?
Well, it was good to see. You know, we've graded that film just briefly because we moved on to San Diego immediately, as you can imagine, Sunday night, so we'll have time to go back and really assess. But during the game, Feliciano did well at right guard. He's a tough guy. He's a mauler. He'll only get better with time, but it was fun to have him in there.
He seemed to come out maybe later in the game, and that right side got reshuffled. What was the reason?
Well, we really got into the passing mode, and we were down by 2 scores there at the end of the fourth quarter. Jamarcus is an excellent pass protector, whether he's at right guard or right tackle. And so with the state of the game, we made that move, which was a smart move by Coach Tice.
Okay.